Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Joel with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, former Queensland Police Officer Shane Pryor has succeeded Ian Leavers as Queensland Police Union President, attracting interest in his previous activities within the union. Pryor's promotion from Vice President has seen renewed scrutiny over his activities as a union official, including comments from his time as a union executive where he referred to women's domestic violence advocacy groups as the DV industry. When asked by the press about whether he regretted the language he used, Pryor neglected to answer, instead saying he was focused on the now and calling for a national conversation on the nature of police work as requests for sick leave in the QPS are growing. Police are not social workers. We're not health professionals. We're not childcare workers, he said to press.
Medical experts are calling for better vaccine education to combat declining flu vaccine rates across Queensland. The comments come as the Queensland government has reported significantly reduced rates of influenza vaccination despite continued government spending on free vaccine programs since 2022. Griffith University epidemiologist Paul Van Binder says that although the government program is a life-saving positive, a lack of clear communication failed to convince the public and even GPs about the importance of flu vaccine amid widespread anti-vaccine conspiracies.
In national news, the Labor government has remained firm amid allegations from the LGBTQIA community of queer erasure in the upcoming census as questions on gender and sexuality have been excluded. Albanese government officials, including Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles and Treasurer Jim Chalmers, have said the move comes in a bid to avoid nastiness and divisive debate, focusing on more important matters ahead of the census. But Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says the notion that Australians would be angered by the basic acknowledgement of fact was insulting. While Treasurer Chalmers says the government recognised community anger and distress over the decision, he has said the government will not reverse the decision.
The New South Wales state government have warned that the Banksline train construction works in Sydney could last longer than the previously forecasted 12 months. New South Wales Transport Minister Joe Halen has acknowledged how inconvenient this may be for commuters, as their commute time will likely double travelling via bus services that will replace the train line temporarily. New South Wales Locomotive Division Secretary Farron Campbell has voiced concerns, citing the current driver shortage in Sydney and sharing his opinion that the only people set to benefit from the conversion of Bankstown Line are greedy developers.
In international news, the Taliban has banned female voices from being heard in public, the latest in a series of laws restricting Afghani women since their return to power in 2021. The change comes as part of new vice and virtue laws that would see Afghani women required to totally conceal their face and body from public view, building on prior restrictions that limit formal education for women and girls or broadly prevent work for women outside of the home. The Taliban says the laws are designed to promote the values of fundamentalist Islam and Sharia law and have dismissed international condemnation of the reforms, with spokesman Zabila Mujahid calling comments from the United Nations an expression of arrogance.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some light winds. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.